This is HPR episode 2392 entitled, Weather, Odd Camp, Server Room, ITO Collection. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a short podcast about various things mostly odd camp.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good day and welcome. My name is JWP, and I wanted to talk today about some things that are going on. The first is the German weather. Boy, this hot, cold, rain, cold, hot thing, it's really, really bad. And we've had a lot of ticks here in southern Germany this summer. And I'd like to ask everyone to think positively about Texas. You know, after Harvey pounded it and everything, all my relatives are there, and it's been quite a interesting time recovering from Harvey. I went to Odd Camp in Canterbury, and I have to say that it was a really nice time. I thought the great venue, Tobias, he worked really hard on the venue, and John, the nice guy, put on a pretty good show. There were many beers drunk, and somehow I didn't win the laptop. I tried really hard. It just didn't happen. I thought probably the most interesting talks were there was a girl from Mozilla that did the class about cryptography and cryptography 101, and then the OpenSUSE Richard came by, and he lives in Nuremberg, and I see him at the OpenSUSE Summit every year. And he talked a lot about containers as a service, and that's our new distribution, and how he's going to be spearheading that. And he talked about the difference between Leap and Tumbleweed, and how he thought that everything was going to be rolling distribution, and got me a little excited. I tried to install Tumbleweed, and I failed miserably. It worked, the ButterFS for me worked for about two or three reboots, and then it wouldn't do anything at all, and went back to Ubuntu Grub, and I couldn't figure it out anymore. But I'm still going to try, and maybe I should have tried with Leaps. I stayed at the Kemp's, the hostel there, in a backpacker hostel, and it was quite an adventure there. It's 5 nights for 72 pounds. I had to share an 8-man. I wasn't the only person over 50 there in my room. There were lots of over 50 folks there. I was really surprised. So that was not just a young person thing. Very, very nice. If you're in Canterbury and you really need a cheap place, that's the way to go. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about how my server room's coming in. Recently, I inventoried my collection of embedded devices or ITO devices, and I found out that I had an original Raspberry Pi. I think it was a B plus maybe, or B. It has a yellow audio out. I have a PI2, three PI3s, a Pine 64 computer, and a old Debian Slug, trying to get those configured in the basement, and each of them doing something, has been quite the journey for me. And I tried to put Mate, the 1704 Mate, on my Microsoft HP Stream, and I just couldn't get it to the Firefox. Every time I loaded it, it sort of freaked out a little bit. And so I moved back and I went to back to the Ubuntu stock, and it took me a better part of a day to get everything fixed. Good news is that it doesn't look like I need the Broadcom survivors anymore, the BWL. It looks like that. I talked to Martin, the guy that does Mate, and he said that 1710 is going to be a really good one with touch support and everything, and that I might want to try 1710. I'm probably going to wait till the next LTS comes out, because it's my main machine, and I really don't need an awful lot of trouble there. I've got the 1604 working on my Microsoft Surface just fine. I can't remember the last time I booted into that. Now the Pine 64, it's a really interesting. It runs special kernel, but everything else about it is Xenol, and so it's a pure Ubuntu 1604 experience on ARM, and I got it going. And I mean, the nice thing about it is it's got 2 gigabytes of RAM and that little quad core ARM processor, so it whizzes right along. And you can still buy those. It became a commercial venture after the Kickstarter, and they're still $15 or $20 each. And it's got a gigabit Etherport built in to it. And they also sell a laptop variant. The slug, he's having his issues. I mean, he's only got 32 megabyte of RAM, and so he's having my little NSLU2, he's having his issues. And of course, I'm still running Lenny on that because it's just too complex to get Jesse or Stretch to work on 32 megabytes. It's just really, really tough. So, and of course, that's an ARM5 chip, and so it's really tough. I've been thinking about maybe getting a paperclip and trying to flash OpenWrt back on it and maybe get something a little more usable. But on that particular box, it's the only place that I've gotten the full console office suite on it. And so I've gotten Pine, and I've got Python, all Python 2 there and stuff. And so it's really difficult for me to give that up because I spend a lot of time on it. But lately, the SSH connects and then it drops, connects and then it drops, connects and then it drops. And so I'm having difficulties with that. Shows seem to be coming along quite okay on the Hacker Public Radio. I really liked the one about Jam the other day. We had some Jam talk, and I really enjoyed the Jam talk. My Hadoop studies are doing fine. I've got 3 test Hadoop things in my server room at work, and I'm testing them out and trying to get the SAP part of Hadoop running and working well on there. And it seems to be doing quite okay on my studies. Alrighty, well, I'll let y'all go. I hope y'all enjoyed my OddCamp review and what I'm doing with my servers. And again, y'all think about Texas and the water there. All right. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.